MZTV.
Good morning, everyone. This is Martin Zender reporting for MZTV, and I want to show you what I'm standing in front of here, and let me see if you can guess. What is this? Ladies and gentlemen, this is the back end of a hospital. This is the back ass end of Broward County Hospital. I'm going to tell you why I'm telling you that in a second, but let's walk down here and take a look at another part of this hospital. This isn't the front part of the hospital. This isn't the well-polished public presentation. No, this is how it really is. And I'm going to tell you something about hospitals that I found out today that will shock you. Well, maybe not. This is the ass end of Broward Hospital right here. This is where, like, the food comes in, if you can call it food. This is where all the material is delivered. Why am I telling you all this? Simply this, because the Broward County Hospital is, you ready for this shock? It's a business. It exists to make money. And I will tell you this about it. It does not care one bit about your health. Even though the word health is in the title. It's a health facility. It's a health care facility. If that were the case, then when you walked in the place, the first thing they would ask you is, how are you feeling? Can we get you a drink? Would you like a hot beverage or a cold beverage? Can we interest you in a pillow or a blanket? No, instead they ask you, insurance, please. No, they don't even say please. They just ask you for your insurance card. This is a death house. This hospital, and it's not alone, all hospitals, they're institutions. They are businesses. And it just so happens that you can make a lot of money by purporting to be the place to come for all your healthcare needs. And in fact, I'll show you what I'm talking about right here. This is what I'm talking about. Look at there. There it says Broward Health Medical Center. Health? You notice they put the health, the word health, in sort of a different font with a different color? Yeah. I think that's so it can be easily removed and the word health can be substituted with the word death. Broward Death Center. Take out the word medical. I looked up a statistic that just blew my mind. I looked it up on the internet of all places, and the statistic, I looked up how many people die of infections in hospitals. And the shock of this was, I didn't realize that there was a term for it. It happens so often that there's a term for it. They're called HAIs. And it's hospital-associated infections. Some say healthcare-associated infections. It's the same thing because hospitals are associated with healthcare. But again, that's the misnomer of all misnomers. And here's the facts, ladies and gentlemen. 99,000 people die each year of HAIs. Hospital-associated infections. 99,000 people die because they come here. They don't die of the thing they had when they got here. No, they die because they came here. This place is cold. It is calculating. And it is dangerous. You would be better off getting sick in a third world country, honestly. I'm gonna say something shocking, but that's okay, I do that for a living. You'd be better off going to a third world country and having a disease. Because then, I think that the native peoples, even third world people, they have more wisdom. They have wisdom. This place is a business. They don't have wisdom. Professing themselves to be wise, they are made stupid. In fact, I could pick a piece of grass out of here. I don't even know what this is. I'm picking it out of the yard here. There's probably more nutritional value. There's probably some healing properties in whatever the hell this is. And if I pick the grass here and put it in a blender and had you drink it, you're gonna feel better, and you're probably gonna be healthier than if you came into this place to die. 99,000 people die every year of healthcare. Are you getting the irony? Healthcare associated infections. Now I have evidence. I've always said, if you wanna die, go to a hospital, and sure enough. Oh, and look at this. Here's one. Here is one of the chefs has just departed the building. There's one of the chefs. He will cook you up Jell-O. Classic Jell-O, which is like 99% sugar, and they will give you the classic white bread with margarine, not real butter. No, you don't get real butter in hospitals. You get margarine. That guy probably serves up the margarine. And you get processed meats. And, you know, if healthcare lived up to its name, they would get all their food like at Trader Joe's or Whole Foods. And it would be the healthiest place to eat. No, it's the shittiest place to eat. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is a church. This is a brick-laden, basement-dug institution made by human beings, purported to be the house of God. Just like the hospital says that you come there, you get sick, you go to the hospital. Oops, I better be careful here. There's closed circuit television on the premises. If you get sick, you go to the hospital. They will cure you. If you get spiritually sick, you come here and they will make you better. However, ladies and gentlemen, there is a phenomenon here. You might call it an anomaly, but it's not. It's closely related to the hospital. In the hospital realm, we have HAIs, hospital-associated infections. Allow me to coin a new phrase today, and it is CAIs, church-associated infections. Normal people, healthy people, spiritually grounded people will come to places like this around the world, in America, around the world, and they will become sick. They will get infections that they didn't have when they came in. This place that purports to make you spiritually healthy will make you spiritually sick. In fact, I will tell you a story. I know of a young man who was raised in the truth. He was raised in the knowledge of the sovereignty of God. He was raised in the knowledge of the success of the cross of Jesus Christ. And he got snagged by one of these places. And now he doesn't believe in either thing. Whereas before he entered the house of worship, he had a healthy concept of the love of God. That there is no way God could eternally torment someone in hell forever. That was healthy. That was normal. Then he came to an institution like this that advertised to take him to the next level of spirituality. Just as the hospital says, we will take you to the next level of health. We'll make you better than you are. Your back needs an operation. Your kidney needs removed. This needs done. That needs done. What do you know? All this stuff costs money, and it's a money-making operation like this. This damn place, they call it the Sunshine Cathedral. This is a money-making operation. And they purport to make you better. But you come in here, and your conception of God will be twisted. It will be cauterized. It will be ruined. And this young man of whom I speak, his whole idea of love has been bastardized and destroyed. And he is a victim of a CAI, a church-associated infection. That young man now believes that God will eternally torment people, and this he's joined a cult which forms in those buildings, And the cult convinced him that his natural idea of love, the love he has in his heart as a parent, God's love is a little different. God's love includes eternally tormenting his children. And that's perfectly acceptable now to this young man who surrendered the natural, beautiful, God-given instincts of truth and of properly translated scripture, surrendered that for the call, the siren song, the seduction of the man-made brick-strewn basement dug institution where his concept of love was infected and died. And it is tragic, but it happens every day. Every day. I don't know how many people I've told the truth to. And who am I? Because I don't have a theological degree. I'm not a graduate of a theological institution, so I'm just a nobody. What do I know? But the people who hear the truth of the success of the cross and that God is in control of the universe, and they get so excited, and this is their natural instinct because it's organic. It's like that little plant I picked for you back at the hospital. It has nutrients in it because it's real. It's alive. But then what happens is they're not satisfied with getting truth from a nobody. They said, well, I have to check this with my pastor. I have to run this past the man of God who went to a certified institution and has a theological degree. And as soon as they go to the self-proclaimed professionals, they get it stolen from them. They get the peace and the joy and the happiness they had at hearing the truth stolen from them. And it's stolen from them so ironically, so terribly, by institutions that claim to be the providers of health, whether physical or spiritual, but in fact they are the providers of infection and death, literally. I don't know, you could say, I wouldn't want to venture a guess, but I will. We talked about 99,000 people died every year in hospitals. That number pales. I don't have a figure, but I would guess that that number pales compared to the number of people who have within them an instinct, a naturally given conscience and instinct that God is good, that God is powerful, all-powerful, that God must be in control of his universe. But then they come to an institution like this, and they get it beat out of them. How many people does this happen to? It's got to be 99,000 a day. 99,000 a day have their beautiful natural instincts taken away from them by places like this. Sunshine Cathedral, my ass. That's what this place is called, Sunshine. No, it's more like the darkness of midnight. The remedy. I told you that the remedy to the hospital is eating a plant. You're better off going to a third world country and having, you know, Grandma Ubangi making you some kind of brew in her big black kettle. You have a better chance of surviving that. And plus, you're probably in a hut, and so there's open air. The hospital is loaded with infections because it's a sealed environment. It's got fluorescent lighting. It's a house of death. So you're better off in the hut in the deepest Africa. I would prefer to go there, honestly. I would never step foot in a hospital. I will never step foot in a church. I will never step foot again in a hospital. These are places of death, exaggerated death, daily death. The Apostle Paul says in Acts 17:25 that God does not dwell in man-made temples, and he doesn't. God does not dwell there. God dwells in the plants that heal. I think everything we have can be healed by a plant. And I think the ancient cultures were so attuned to the plants. The American Indians, I know, were. And so many cultures know how to cure things naturally. Eastern medicine, what have you. This is God-given wisdom. On the spiritual side, the answer is those to whom God gives truth. Those non-celebrated people. Jesus Christ was one of them, a bumpkin from Nazareth, and yet this man has words of aeonian life that he imparted to those who could see the wisdom, who could look past the humble facade and see the wisdom within. Here we have the opposite. We have a grandiose facade, we have a whitewashed tomb, but inside are the bones of the dead. 99,000 a year, no, 99,000 a minute die spiritually from places just like this. Avoid them like the plague that they are.